Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, says the police officer who shot General Mangar is normally based in northern Barakazal State, but had come to Juba on leave and the officer requested to continue working while in Juba. Justin says the officer was allowed to work in the IT department for several weeks. He says the police officer's leave days had expired, but he asked for an extension and was allowed to continue to work at the department. He says before 8 a.m. this morning, while other officers were on patrol on the other side of the building, the warrant officer tried to shoot his boss who was seated within the compound.
So he was seated outside and then he was actually going over the report he was reading. So when he raised his head, he just saw him coming and then trying to shoot him. He missed him, like four bullets, but he managed to just get a cover behind a house, a room. And then the other forces, he was asked to surrender himself, but he started shooting also.
Justin says no one was hurt during the incident. He says Mangar, the officer, told him he does not know why the officer tried to shoot him, saying they have been good friends working in the same department.
This is what he's saying. He's a very friend to him. Usually in the morning, sometimes he comes and asks for little money for tea and so on. So there is nothing completely which shows that he was angry or there is something between them.
Justin says it's not clear where the officer obtained his gun since weapons of off-duty officers are locked up. He says the storekeeper was within the compound and that it is a trend that police officers submit their guns every morning before going for assembly.
Well, the situation is calm here. There is nothing. Justin fully investigating how he managed to get the gun and so on. Because he was not on the duty. So far, the investigation will show us more about the motives. He will investigate all his colleagues and how he managed to get the gun.
Jacob Chol, a professor of political science at the University of Juba, says it's unfortunate to have a repeat of what happened in Bilfa military headquarters when a bodyguard and his boss exchanged fires a few weeks ago. He says he believes junior officers started turning against their bosses because of the frustrations they experience in relation to the economic conditions since they have not been paid in months.
They are not being motivated. They feel that they are just doing job voluntarily. And you understand that some of these senior security military officers, they are not like their own guard. They might have privileges that, of course, they enjoy than even the junior officers. So the junior officers could feel more frustrated. So when they are command or they are being ordered to do something, which they believe that is not beneficial to them, then they turn against their own bosses.
Chol says generals or soldiers in high ranks should consider that junior soldiers are human too and that they deserve to be respected, but that soldiers should behave according to the law of South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.